In the name of our one God, who creates, redeems, and sustains us. Amen. We have just heard Jesus once again talk about bread. It's been the fourth week in a row, actually, that Jesus has spoken of food. We started way back when, with Jesus feeding the 5,000. And then Jesus has mostly kind of repeated himself for now 3 weeks in a row, and he finishes up next week. For preachers, it's a notorious stretch that happens every 3 years in our lectionary cycle, where you gotta think of things to say about what Jesus says. Because John really has Jesus repeating himself. Well, it's not John. I mean, it's our lectionary. In their great wisdom, they decided that this was a good and proper use of our time. I think I'm not going to argue with them. At Grace Church, we're blessed because this cycle, we will have heard from three different perspectives, three different preachers who have preached on the living bread. And so I am going to, I'm sure, and you're very astute, and you've been, you know, at the edge of your seat, I'm sure, every single Sunday. And so you'll recognize that I'm probably repeating some themes that have already been spoken by Melissa and Ran. But unlike Ran last week, I won't be asking what type of bread Jesus is. Though I'm seriously hoping it's not cinnamon raisin. So Jesus says, once again, I am the living bread. Whoever eats of this bread will live forever. And I haven't read this passage out loud this week like I just did and like I did last evening. And it's really kind of graphic, Jesus is. This graphic language about eating flesh and drinking blood. And in this graphic language, Jesus tells us, as you have just heard, that if we eat of him, feast on him, and I would reframe it a little bit to say partake of his life, then we abide in him, and he abides in us. That Jesus dwells in us as we dwell within him. He promises us this. And he says, going a step further, that when this happens, when we partake in his life, when we participate in who he is, what he is about, we have eternal life. Now, maybe you don't think this way, but when I think of eternal life, often I catch myself doing this. I think of it as something which happens in some other time, a later time, some other place. And yet Jesus is talking about the here and now. Jesus isn't talking about the future. Jesus isn't talking about something which we often think of as happening after death. Something for a later time, another place. Jesus is talking about the here and now. When Jesus is speaking to those disciples, when Jesus is speaking then again to us this morning. Because Jesus says that we have eternal life, that we have it in the present. We have it now. We have it here. Jesus says that participating in his life now, feasting on him, his way of compassion and loving kindness, his way of healing and presence, of self-giving and gratitude, that leads us into life, into full life, into abundant life and living. It is eternal life. In this place and in this time. Now, when I hear Jesus' words, when I read them, I'm drawn certainly to Holy Communion, right? To the Eucharist, which we'll be celebrating shortly, maybe in another 45 minutes to an hour, whenever I finish. And there is something to that. The Eucharist actually literally means thanksgiving, by the way. This prayer of thanksgiving, that it's not the celebrant who prays it, that we all pray it together, and the celebrant is giving voice to it. And there is something to that. Our sharing together in the body, and at least pre-pandemic and post-pandemic, the blood of Jesus through the bread and the wine. Holy Communion does speak of this reality of which Jesus speaks this morning. Together we offer up our gratitude. Together we offer up our lives to God as we eat together from a common table. There is that. And we are, as they say, we are what we eat. We become like Jesus as we nourish ourselves on Jesus in communion. And that's a part of the reality. But another important part, you know, it's not magic. It's not that we come and we partake of Jesus in communion and then we leave. Because participating in Jesus' life is participating in Jesus' life, partaking in the way of Jesus. We are what we eat. We become like Jesus as we become intimately acquainted with his life, with his work, with his desires, with his way. We become part of his body as his body becomes part of ours. And as we do this then, as we participate in who Jesus is by being Jesus' hands and feet in this world, we also become the food that others need, as Jesus was. We become the food that the world needs. We give of ourselves as Jesus did. We offer ourselves up. We are the sustenance for our church, right here, for our wider community. And there is something else as well. We start to hear the faint grumblings this morning from some of Jesus' listeners, because to be this kind of food also means vulnerability. It means to be broken at times. It means to be chewed up, as Jesus certainly was. And I think this is why Jesus' followers, I mean, they may have been put off by his graphic language, and I can understand that. And at the same time, I think on some level, they understand what he's saying. They actually decide to stop following him, because the faithfulness that Jesus is asking for, it can seem rather unpleasant, seem a bit scandalous. It can be far too demanding for us, because it requires us to maybe not go about the way we want to. That we do take him seriously, and this requires a commitment on our parts. And yet, as it is, being this bread for the world, as risky and vulnerable, and sometimes just unpleasant as it might be, or it might feel to be, it's also empowering. It fills us. It is life-giving. And so this is good news. Because as we give of ourselves, and it might seem counterintuitive, but this is, I think, the Christian life and mystery. As we give of ourselves, we are filled. It's not a zero sum. As we offer up ourselves for others more and more, we gain, we are nourished by being that bread for the world. We participate in abundant life by living it out, by giving ourselves to others. And just like eating and drinking, following Jesus is a very real, active, concrete, engaged experience. It's an embodied experience. We take in Jesus, the very life of God, in the many ways that we do, as we are called to be Him in the flesh. We take Jesus into our very selves, into the very fiber of our being, and offer ourselves up then as food for the world. Amen.